Hi everyone, this is Andy Studna, Senior Editor of Applied Clinical Trials, and welcome to this April 16th edition of the ACT Brief. First up, in part 2 of her exclusive video interview with ACT, Mwango Kishoki of PARXL broke down how FDA evaluates substantial evidence of effectiveness for individualized therapies in ultra-rare conditions. The determination depends on totality of mechanistic, biomarker, and clinical outcome data rather than trial numbers alone, fundamentally reshaping how sponsors design evidence generation strategies. Up next, in regulatory news, the FDA contacted over 2,200 medical product companies, reminding them of legal obligations to submit clinical trial results to clinicaltrials.gov. The outreach covered more than 3,000 trials where required results had not been submitted, with nearly 30% of studies under mandatory reporting showing no submitted results. The agency noted that companies often suppress unfavorable results, creating publication bias and gaps in the public record affecting clinician and researcher assessments. And finally, Obsidian Therapeutics and Galera Therapeutics agreed to merge in an all-stock transaction backed by $350 million in new financing. The combined company will advance OBX-115, a next-generation TIL cell therapy for melanoma and lung cancer that eliminates high-dose IL-2 and surgical biopsies, with key phase 1 lung cancer data expected in H1 2027 and melanoma registration data by year-end 2027. And that's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us again tomorrow for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development.